I've been working in BSL-3 labs for actually quite a few years. And then when I came to Zambia and I started doing TB work, I was approached by Helen Ailes from London School and from Zambart here in Zambia, and they were about to start the ZAMSTAR TB prevalence survey, which would be done in Zambia, 12 communities in Zambia, and I think it was 8 communities in South Africa, down near Cape Town. Now Cape Town, they had Stellenbosch at Tigerberg, big university medical center. They had a nice lab. Their sites were all close, and they could bring all those specimens to the central lab. Here in Zambia, we were going to be stretched out from Ndola in the Copper Belt, which is 5 hours drive from here, and then to the south, 6 or 7 hours to Livingston. So that's a huge distance. And also the laboratories that were available in Zambia, they were not BSL-3 labs. They weren't in great shape. They probably couldn't handle the quantity of specimens. So Helen Ailes knew that I had done some lab design work, and she asked if it was possible to build a BSL-3 lab inside the shipping containers, because I had worked with shipping containers. And I said, sure, I think it can be done. And we built the first two early 2009, and it worked. So I'm going to show you the outside first. So if you come down this end.
When did you get this lab here at Zambart?
This one was moved in February or so of 2012. We took off what you see on the back, put it on a truck, drove it here, opened this fence up, crane came, and put it down on this very simple platform. They actually go down 80 centimeters into the ground, so it's deep, but it's very simple. You don't need a big concrete slab. And that's something that's important in places like Zambia. You want to make things as simple to set up as possible. When these come in, it takes about a week on site to hook all of this stuff up, get the ventilation exhaust and other equipment working. And something like this with the concrete, it's something that's very easy to do in a place where they use wheelbarrows and do things by hand. If you tried to pour a whole slab, it just doesn't work very well. They can't get it level, it starts falling apart. All you need are just 4 concrete posts. I want to do one by helicopter. That's the one that I'm looking forward to, because there are potentially some sites we'll be working on in remote places, potentially in Congo or Haiti, where it's going to be very difficult to get in by road. And so it'd be fun to maybe collaborate with the Air Force and bring one in by helicopter.
Is it possible?
Yes. Okay. So why don't you come in? So we're entering the specimen processing room. And this is where specimens would come in, and they'll come in specimen bags. So they're closed up. You wouldn't want to open anything in here. We have skylights. And as a lab person, it's really nice to have natural light inside. Sometimes you feel like you're in a cage. So you would not open 2 doors at one time. Some labs like this have electric interlock system. So if I open this door, it would keep that one locked and that one locked. Because this lab, a BSL-3 is laminar flow, meaning you have directional airflow. So why don't we come in?
Okay to come in?
Yes. No one's working right now.
Okay, but I mean, am I going to contaminate?
No, you're fine.
it's very cool. I mean, it's just so impressive that all this is just in this. From the outside, it just looks like a container, and then you come in, and it's just, it's amazing.
That's what I think surprises people. I can see the look on their faces before they walk in, and I think a lot of people have been inside different size storage containers, and they just get this look, and it's just like, this is not going to be good. It's going to be very crowded, very dark, very unpleasant. And then they walk in and they're usually, wow, how did you fit everything? And one of the secrets is that you only put inside what needs to be inside. You'll probably see as I open this the air pressure change. And that's why you wouldn't want to stand here with the door open. Or if someone's working at one of the cabinets, you want to close the door quickly so that the pressure returns to its normal negative pressure. So this computer is linked to the computer outside. So when people are scanning cultures or putting results in, they can enter them without having to go out there.
Where does the power come from for this lab?
This is running on the mains power. So that's in Zambia called ZESCO. But we just received, you may have seen it outside, we have a generator which just came about 2 weeks ago, because we're starting a new study, and that concrete slab you saw outside, that's going to be a new building. It's going to be filled with freezers and other equipment for the new study, and so we need to have a generator for backup. I wasn't sure how long the window would be for when these would be needed, but I think it's going to be longer than I first suspected, just because there's a huge backlog of need. Many countries like Zambia throughout Africa, Asia, they just do not have the laboratory infrastructure they need for TB work. You need to work in a safe environment. And it's very, very difficult to build a BSL-3 in many countries. The materials aren't available, the experience isn't there, and you end up with a poor quality lab. So if you can take a standard design, people don't have to hire their own architects and engineers, they just need to put 4 concrete posts in the ground, bring a container in 3 months it's ready to go, not a year, not 2 years. You don't have to spend $1 million. People at first were leery of containers. There's something I call container stigma. People laugh when I say that, but it's true. In the US, we think of containers as being cheap and not good quality, and people thought that they were getting something of poor quality that wouldn't last. And now people are seeing that they're actually getting something better than they could get otherwise for a much lower cost.